Hey, welcome to the Hive With Us podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Martinez. Today we have a special guest, Mr. Augustine Cordolo. He's from originally from Argentina. He's an investor and he's doing a lot of stuff for the Spanish community, which we're going to talk about a little bit today. But how are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you very much for having me here. It was amazing to meet you there in San Antonio and give me place to stay when my house went out of water, the house that I was building. And yeah, we built a really good connection with your team, and here we are ready to rock and roll.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So are you originally from Argentina? How long have you been in the States?
So I'm originally from Argentina. I'm 22 years old. I came here to the States at 18. I was studying the university virtually, Argentina University virtually. I was doing that for 1 year. That was 2019. After 1 year of doing university, I decided to quit and start learning about financing and learning about like how the markets work and how real estate works. So I went all in that, and here we are doing a ton of deals and buying houses in almost every state of United States right now, or doing deeds at least.
So if I remember correctly, you were living in Miami, right?
I live in Miami, correct.
Moving to Texas?
In Texas, I just have houses and I was doing a few fix and flips. I decided to go there. And when I was there, it was Friday and someone passed me a HiveMind and I didn't know what was, and I just plugged in on Friday, and the other day we connect and I went to the convention basically.
Okay. So you found us last minute, you're just in town, and then he ended up staying at the house.
Yeah.
That's so funny, man. It's so weird how connections are made in a weird way. Who's the person that connected you?
Chris Colin.
Oh, Chris Colin.
Student.
Yep.
So he didn't connect me. Basically, he posted in Facebook that he was, who is going?
Okay.
Who is in San Antonio and who is going? And I say, I don't have nothing to do tomorrow. I need this convention. And I say, fuck it, I'm going.
That's awesome, man. No, it's weird how alignment works. Like it just happens. And I think one thing about that is like you have to be open to it. So you have nothing to do. You're like, yeah, let's just go. Let's see what happens. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. No, it was awesome. Amazing. A ton of value for sure.
No, that's awesome, man. I appreciate you coming down. One thing I love when I met you, because you first had a deal. You stopped me at the event, and you're like, oh, I have a deal for you guys. I'm like, all right. Well, you need to talk to Andrew or Gabe, because they're the ones that handle all that stuff. So point you to them, and then you're emailing them at the event about your deal that you
have. I closed two deals in the event. I closed a deal, a sub two deal in Dallas, and then I closed a wholesale deal the same day. So yeah, it was a fun event.
Man, one thing Anthony said, that he says you're a hard worker because you're up late. Because we watched the fight or something, you're up late, and then you're the first one up working again.
Oh yeah, every day. I like to wake up super early, have my routine. Of course, when I was early, it's hard to do it. So I live here in Miami, but I travel a lot, so I can do it from my computer. I travel a lot. Like right now, I'm having a trip to Argentina for like 2-3 months. Then I go into the Philippines for 2 months. I go into a retreat. So I've been traveling a lot, and that's what. So I have to do it, you know. Maybe I'm not in my house and I don't have like my schedule right away, but I need to wake up early and I need to do the work so that like my mindset right to start the day. If not, it's my day, it's off, you know.
So let's talk a little about operations. So how big is your team? Like what? Do you have any VAs? Do you have any partners? Like, what does your business look like?
So I have one partner that he runs the acquisition team. I run the dispositions team. I have a wholesale business. We are doing between 3 to 6 deals a month, cash or creative deals. We had three VAs on the side on the acquisitions, and we have one VA on the disposition that they helped me on the disposition, basically.
Okay.
We don't have a huge team, but we have everything out automatically. So basically, on the acquisition, we have two VAs that they reply to texts and qualify the leads, and then we have one closer. When we have the contract, we go to the disposition team, we dispose the deal, and we receive the check in like 20-30 days.
There you go. So running efficiently, effectively. Is your partner from Argentina too, or is he from the US?
No, he's from United States. He lives in California, in Sacramento. Yeah, like I met him on a convention, and he was having trouble on the disposition side. This was like a year and a half, a little bit more than a year and a half, and we connect really good and start growing fast. Then I have a few other businesses, like I buy houses as well and do other type of deals.
Yeah.
With different partners and private money lenders as well. So we do a little bit of everything, but my main business right now is wholesaling. That's where the houses came to me, basically. Yeah, that's how I acquired them. And then if I want to buy it or flip it myself, I find other partners, basically.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. You've only been doing this 3 years. You've gotten a lot of traction. I could tell you're really self-driven, and you're always producing. So it's one thing I noticed at the event, man. You're working hard, man. You're putting my team to shame.
Yeah. I get your team and I say, you have to move your ass. You know, you have to really move here. That's how you make money, basically. You know, you have to hard work and put dedication and improve every single day. If not, you are dead, basically, right?
Yeah.
And so try to solve as many problems as possible. That's the name of the game, solving problems.
Absolutely. So I want to talk about kind of your mission. I love what you're doing, but you're really trying to help educate the Spanish community on real estate and business and all the things on that side. How long did you always start that way, or was it kind of a mission you picked up later on?
So no, I started the way just I want to make money and I want to provide for my family, and that was the main point. And that's how I basically start, just trying to make money. And you know, when you start, you're just hustling and you don't have goals. You just want to make money to have something, you know, a good life. And like, I would say like 8 months ago, I started doing really good and I started seeing like, I can help people, you know. I see like Latin America, it's in really bad positions right now. You know, with a couple thousand a month, you can be like a fucking millionaire. So I decide to just start working for them, you know, just video myself, you know, because when I start, I barely speak English, and like 3-4 years ago, I barely speak English. I have English in my school, and it was difficult to understand it. And I didn't have like all these people that I was being mentored for, or I was listening, they were doing plus 10,000 units apartment complexes. So I say it's almost impossible to obtain that. You know what I mean? Like, it's really difficult to go to be super broke to super, super wealthy, right? So what's my idea or my mission to help the community is that I'm still growing. You know, I'm just doing 3-6 deals a month. That is a lot. I make a really good income, and I buy houses, and for my age, it's really good. But it's something like it's really obtainable, you know, with 2-3 years of work, 2 years, 1 year and a half, if you are really good and you know the systems and everything, and you really put the work, you can be making 25, 35, 40K a month easy, you know? So that's what I want to share. Like, you really can make this
accessible. Really good.
Yeah, successful. All right.
It's accessible for any immigrant that wants to do it. And I love the mission too, because my dad's from Mexico, was an immigrant. And man, I love trying to provide content for the Spanish community whenever I can. And I was just thinking about it, man. We might record a little quick episode in Spanish. Maybe I'll get over my little Spanish. This is just something quick for the Spanish people here. But I love it, man.
You know what? There is another thing that I learned on the progress that I don't have social security number, you know, I don't have access to big amount of credit, you know, I never got a W-2.
Yeah.
So here in the States, I'm not a citizen, basically. I'm an immigrant, right? So I have the knowledge and the access to buy houses in a creative way that I don't need the banks. I don't need credentials. I don't need cash. So Ooh. that's what I want to show people, you know. I want to show people that with 20 years old, 21 years old, without money, without credentials, without social security number, without a credit check, you can go and buy a house of 700,000, you know. So
I have some good questions for you, because that's very specific information that I don't know. So how, I know how you're buying like without cash or credit, that's up too, but how are you like taking title? Do you have to like provide your card, your immigrant card, or like how does that work? How does closing work?
Nothing. It's just your passport and a notary and an LLC is the only thing that you need.
So a passport, notary, and LLC. Is your LLC established in the US and you created that entity with your passport?
Yes. So I have my LLCs. So I have one holding LLC and then have different holdings, different LLCs.
Yep.
And that's how I basically buy houses. No one asked me for credentials. Just put the LLC here, sign the paperwork, title company, and mobile notary. I buy deals. I have a deal in Ohio. I never been to Ohio. You know what I mean? And I'm making $700 a month in pure cash flow, you know, and it's a 500K house in a really, really good part of town. And I bought it with 15 grand, you know. So
this is being creative. So did you get any flack with the banks at all?
Nothing.
Just passport, you're good?
The bank don't know about this transaction. They don't know that I'm making the payments.
Yeah. I'm saying to open up like a bank account in for your LLCs.
Oh, you just need an EIN. They send you, so basically you have an ETIN number. It's a tax identification number. It's like social security number for immigrants. Okay. And with that, you are allowed to pay taxes. So with the ETIN number, you are allowed to create an LLC and give you EIN. And with the EIN, you go to the bank and you open.
Yeah,
you're good with that.
Okay.
You open.
I thought it was more difficult, and because I talked to an Australian investor, and she has to do like something special because she's from Australia. That's interesting.
But it's completely different if you are going to
live here versus operate out here and not live here.
Yes, and basically like take a loan from a bank. That's I can't do that. I'm not taking a loan. I'm not going to a bank and saying, I want to buy this house. Give me a loan for this house. That's not going to happen.
Mm.
What I do is I take over loans of people's names.
Yep, sub 2.
Sub 2, correct.
Awesome. Man, that's right there will change a lot of people's lives right there, teaching sub 2 to the Spanish community, because they're just missing not enough information out there. Not enough information. So providing that information to that community is amazing. I love that, man. It's so cool.
Yeah, and I think it's better for the Spanish community because they really need to know what it's subject to or seller financing to really buy a house, because 80% of Spanish community, they don't have good credit or they don't know how to
go. They're stuck being renters, a lot of them.
Yes.
They're stuck being renters for a very long time because they can't buy. And then usually with them, they're waiting until they have kids that have American visas and they're American citizens, and then they'll buy a house in their kid's name. That's usually how it works.
True. 100% true.
And that's just trying to get by with what they know. And that's just that's all they know.
Other thing that we are doing, we buy subject to the existing financing, and then we sell to immigrants without social security numbers, with ITINs.
Oh, nice.
With a little more spread on the interest rate and a little more spread on the down payment. The name of that transaction is wrap around mortgage.
Yep.
So
you're selling wraps back to the community, that way they have ownership.
Yes, the house in Converse that when I bought it, we closed on Friday. So, and I said it to a Mexican guy that he do a ton of money, but he don't have access to credit.
Yep. Yep. A lot of people like that. A lot of people like that. No, that's really cool, man. That's a lot of, and you're doing this nationwide. Cause you got stuff in Ohio, Texas.
Not nationwide, but I'm focusing on Texas, Tennessee, Atlanta, Florida, Ohio, and Washington D.C.
Okay, wow, that's amazing. Yeah. How did you find your private lenders? Cause you still have to use private in some ways to put up the capital or to help repairs or anything like that if you're doing a flip or stuff like that. So how did you find your
lenders? Mostly social media and network. That's like present myself as an investor, and if they don't tell me that they have money or something, I just let them came to me. You know, I'm never going to go to you, hey, I need money. You know, I just post the content that I'm normally doing, and people, they have money and they don't have the time or they don't know how to do it, and that's how I raise capital basically. The other thing is that in Argentina, you know, the ROI for an investor is like 8% a year, you know, like a crazy ROI. Like they say USD dollars, 8% a year. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. That's incredible, you know. So for us right now, we are making at least 20% on our money. So we say something like, let me handle all the operation. You put the money for everything and we go 50-50 on what we're doing. And they have a house that produce cash flow for 10% cash on cash return, that is amazing, and they own real estate for no money, basically.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely powerful. That's cool, man. I appreciate you coming on. One thing I remember from the event, Anthony was telling me, you pulled Anthony aside and you're like, hey, you wanna go viral?
Yeah, that. The audio was so crappy and we didn't have the one in the ranch. So I really want to go back to, San Antonio. I came really close friend of your team as well, Gabe and Andrew. Yeah. So to see the guys and make more content with Andrew for sure. Like I really want to do good content in Spanish, like on the ranch. Super good, you know, content, because I know that can go viral fast, you know.
Yeah. So who does your social media? Because you have a really big social media presence and you built this all in the last year?
In the last 6 months. Yeah, 6-7 months.
Wow. So what's the trick? How often are you posting? Is it specific content that you're posting? Is it the content itself? Because I mean, that content's really needed. So is that what's making it go viral?
Yeah, that's what is making go viral for one thing. And it's just being consistency, have the right team. We are just starting having better editors and everything. So everything started with a friend that he was editing videos and he told me, yo, let's do it. And then we'd be like a company, because Argentina manufacturing is super cheap. So I'm on the, like, I'm the main clients and they do the editing and everything. And I help bring more clients when people talk to me, who make your videos or something like that. That's what we do.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. I think it's a lot. It's very underrated, but I think creating content is very paramount. And I think you're seeing the benefits of that. Have you monetized that in its own way, or it's just building the audience, or it's just
a ton of people? They are asking me for courses, and I think I can start selling some courses. But I just want to, like, I've been hearing a lot to Alex Hormozi, and I'm just going to give everything for free for now. And when the people really going to start asking me, like, I need more of this stuff, and I need like the things to make deals and everything, that's where I'm going to sell a course or create a community. I don't like to sell a course and that's it. I want to build a community that like-minded people, like not cheap at all, people that they really are making money or doing deals, and, you know, like a good network in it.
Yeah. The community building is so, it's an amazing thing to do, and the benefits of it has been astounding. But the community side of it, man, people working together, people networking and meeting new people, you don't even know what can and will happen when you build community. So it's just providing opportunities. I think you have a huge potential to 100% do that. I think the course thing, a lot of people knock on the course thing, but I think it's one of those things where, like, you don't have to make it expensive. It's just people take more action when they pay for it sometimes. And I've noticed that too. So it's more of like, hey, I want you to take action, so I have to charge you for it.
Oh, of course. Of course. At the end of the day, you want to have the people that they have the right mindset and they have the right things to pay. Like, maybe when I pay sub two, that is the mentorship that I mean, I was mad broke. You know what I mean? Like, it was my last money that I have for the whole 2 months, you know? So that's all I have. This is all I have. And I'm putting everything here. And the same day I learned 2 hours straight of Zoom, seeing everything, you know, and learning and learning and learning every single day till it came super easy to me to underwrite and do deals and just start expanding, basically. And that's where I find my partners as well. Like, the partners that I buy houses, it's the same guy that I met in Sub 2, like, a year and a half ago. And then my partner from the wholesale business that I met a little more than a year and a half is from Sub 2 as well. So I think Sub 2 is one of my main reasons that who I am right now.
Awesome, awesome. I saw something yesterday, and I don't know if you're part of it or not, but I noticed that somebody posted yesterday that they're part of the Sub 2 Latino America, and they have a bunch of people from, like, Mexico and Argentina and Brazil and all these different people. I didn't even know that existed till yesterday. Are you part of that at all?
I'm part of that, but I'm not in deep on that community because two things. I'm growing a community that is not mine, for one part.
Yeah.
So I'm involved in it, and I post some deals and people reach out to me, but it's not that I'm like the leader of that community.
Yeah. It's just there. I didn't even know that existed until yesterday. I thought that was cool, because I think communities get so big, they kind of spread apart into different.
It's super big. Like, is it? I think it's lack on systems right now. When I entered to Sub 2, it was like 1,500 people. Right now, we are at 12,000. So that was like year and a half ago, you know, not too long ago.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. What's something that you learned early on in business that, like, changed the trajectory of your life to this point? Was like betting on yourself or starting learning real estate, maybe betting that last dollar to get the substitute course. Like, what was that one thing that you did that, like, man, that changed my whole life?
Surrounding with the right people, for sure. Like, if you don't surround with the right people and you surround with losers and people that they are not going to where you want to go, you are just going to be with them all your life. Like, immediately you change your group of people that you surround with, it, your income is going to exponentially grow, or your habits are going to change, you're going to be better, your mindset is going to be better. It's just, it's different to have, like, your mindset when you're the people that they have problems because they don't have money and they just live on the couch and that's it, and they don't do nothing, that when you don't have money and you have stress, but you are working so hard to make the money, that's where you really are going to start making money. And if you surround with people that they are doing money, it's the life are going to is going to send you money. You're going to start attracting money. That's what I think. That's what I learned super fast, you know, when, like, my college people, like my friends from school, like I still think that they are really cool, but that's not what I want. So it's not that I can go and eat one time a month or see them 2-3 times a year and have fun and see.
Yeah.
but I'm not every single day consistency with people that they don't do nothing, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, your circle is very, very important. I think it's very, very super important to get around the right people, and you can accelerate to their level and the people around you because they push you to do better things. It's so important. And you said you're 22?
I'm 22, yeah.
Woo! Yeah. You have a long road ahead of you and a lot of good things to create.
Oh, yeah. I journal every single day. Like, I'm not being consistency with that, but I've been consistency for the past months at least, setting the right expectation, what I really want. And, you know, they are days that they are tough, you know, like you don't want to wake up from the bed, right? But when you do your mindset on the morning, you know, and you put your goals and you read and you understand what are you trying to go, that's where you start growing so fast. You know, it starts a compound effect, right? You start learning every single day and your goals start being a reality, and that's where when you pass to the next level.
Yeah.
Maybe you are not doing the money that you are putting on your goals, of course, yeah. But you feel that it's possible. And when you feel that it's possible, your discipline change, right?
Yep.
So.
What is a quote that is yours or somebody else's that you resonate with?
Can you repeat that?
What is a quote that is yours or somebody else's that you resonate with?
I don't know what that means.
Okay. It's like una pregunta que diga inspiración para ti.
Oh, okay. Like a phrase?
Too? Sí, sí.
So I have it here. Life begins when fear ends.
Ooh. Life begins when fear ends. Oh, man, that's a good one. It's on your arm?
Yeah, I have it on my arm right here. And the other one that I have, it's be stronger than your excuses. You know, if you have an excuse, be stronger and path through. And, you know, another thing that I like to say is like try to – the money that you make, it's what type of problem you are solving to other people's. That's all it is. Yeah, so if you are really good at solving problems, you're going to make a ton of money. Just you have to find the problem, do reverse engineer, and solve the problem. That's all what it is.
Amazing. Well, man, where can people find you online? What's your social media? And where can people follow you?
My social media, it's Agustin at Quarterolo. That's my last name. They can follow me on TikTok, Instagram, and I start growing my YouTube channel as well.
Nice.
Do you want me to put it here on the chat?
Really? Yeah, put it here in the chat. I'll make sure it gets into the video. Let people find you.
They are all my social media the same.
Okay. Got it. Awesome, man. I think you're an inspiration, Augustine. I'm really glad you came on to the show. And for everybody here, if Augustine can do it, anybody can do it. Not that Augustine's bad, but it shows that determination and hard work can really produce any result you want. And getting around the right people can push you to new heights that you never know you could attain.
So, and fail. If you fail, wake up again and continually doing. Never give up. That's the only way to be successful. Never give up.
Never give up. Man, thanks for coming on. For everybody here, go like, share, subscribe. Go check out Augustine on his YouTube channel and all his social media channels. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, too. Bye.
Thank you.
You know, we had to get the 311 crew out there. We had to get Kinder Morgan to visit and, you know, get all these almost architectural designs for how the road's going to be, how deep